Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the point of the show. It's why we call it Free Talk Live. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And tonight it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
Now, Mark, I don't know if you want to do this, but I should have probably asked during the news, but as we were going to break, you were putting up your hand. You wanted to talk, but we were running out of time. So what, did you want to make a point there?
Not really.
Thanks. I'm glad
point.
I mentioned that. All right. So 800-259-9231.
I'll make the point.
It was important. In the previous hour,
we had talked about a sarin gas incident, and the group that we didn't know the name of was Am Shinrikyo in Tokyo, the sarin gas attack in Tokyo.
Now you know. And knowing's half the battle?
You don't know anything because I'm sure I mispronounced it.
Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to David listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, David. Hey, what's David on your mind tonight?
I was going to refer to the mosque hubbub. Like, we have freedom of speech in this country, and many people exercise that to the nth degree to put down the Muslims in this country. And now we also have freedom to of religion and the First Amendment. And so we can build a mosque where we want to, and I'm glad they're putting it down there.
Yeah, I don't care.
Thank
you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. I don't care where they build their mosques.
Well, what I thought was really funny was one of these conservative activists is opening up a gay bar that caters to Arabic men just around the corner from the mosque, and I think that's very clever. You know,
that's clever.
They're trying to market towards people who would go to the mosque and things like that, because it's a group. Largely, the Muslim religion is intolerant of gay people, so you know, intolerance does breed intolerance, and I think that is a good way to show the intolerance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely know what you mean, but it's surprising that a conservative would open a gay bar.
I don't know for certain that he's, how conservative he is. And conservatives have different beliefs on gays. I mean,
it's true. There's, probably 10 gay conservatives out there.
Good Lord. not making any sweeping generalizations. Painting with a broad brush, are you?
You're right. I absolutely am. It's completely unfair of me. But, in fact, we actually have one of the 10 on our show with us. Well, formerly, Dale on Friday nights is one of our co-hosts, and he's a former conservative who's also a gay man. And he was gay while he was conservative.
Yeah, he's one of those log cabin Republicans.
Yeah, as they call them. So 800-259-9231. Hey, here's another bit of news out of the Manhattan area. This one is about a judge who was caught. He was caught with porn on his computer. According to the New York Daily News at nydailynews.com, a cleavage-crazed criminal court judge...
Oh, boy, that's alliterative.
...who fathered a son with a young legal aid lawyer quit after officials found a massive porn stash on his work computer, sources said Thursday. Disgraced Manhattan jurist James Gibbons, a whip-smart ex-prosecutor who once convicted rapists and killers, fired off a terse resignation letter last week after the nasty cache was uncovered. An investigator told the Daily News that there was a lot of porn on his computer, all young women, lots of crotch and cleavage shots.
What else is there as far as porn goes?
There's granny porn.
Okay, yeah, but...
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is scouring the vile files to determine who writes this stuff.
What tripe?
To determine if criminal charges are warranted and checking whether any of the women are underage. Really? Really? Okay. How? There are people whose job it is to look at every single porn picture on this man's computer and somehow verify the age of the participants?
It seems like that whole saying about giving a man a hammer. I mean, if you're looking at a bunch of pictures, how do you know what somebody's age is? How are you going to find that out?
And now, they have records. The porn sites supposedly have records, right? But that requires the pictures to have some sort of watermark. It requires the picture to have the information about its source, right? So the porn picture would have to have the website listed on it. to which one could go to said site, and presuming the file name was still the same as originally was when it was downloaded, then they would maybe be able to cross-reference it. Maybe they could send like some sort of a subpoena to the porn site and say, okay, we found all of these files, they're from your website, and now we need to have all the information from your files to prove that these girls are over the age of 18.
Because that's not wasting anybody's time.
Right,
or
it sounds like an incredible waste of time and effort. And that would be absolutely horrible to have to deal with if you were actually running one of those porn sites. Some police agency sends you a request for 2,000 pictures. I mean, these people have thousands and thousands of photos on their website.
Right, and they have to comply. I mean, it always baffles me. In many states in America, it's legal to have sex at 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not legal to take pictures of yourself naked 16 years old.
That's child porn, according to the law. Yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense at all.
They've actually charged young people with child porn for sending pictures of themselves to each other.
They call it sexting. And I think that it's absolutely outrageous that people would consider it a criminal act for someone who is of a young age to, in kind of a sexually experimental place in their lives, to be doing things like that. I mean, who... Just because kids have cameras, everybody's got a camera on their phone these days. These things would have happened 20 or 30 years ago. Kids aren't different today. Kids aren't any more sexually interested today than they were 30 or 50 or 100 years ago. It's just that now it's more possible to do these things. Is it criminal?
Well,
was it criminal to draw a picture of the girl that you thought was pretty in class? You know, draw like a naked picture of her, something like that? Is that also a criminal act?
That would have been something that you would have been, treated poorly by teacher if you had been caught, but that's really about it.
What I think is interesting about this story, and there's just some more details here, but what I think is interesting about this story is that we've been talking all week long on the show about these police raids. Just yesterday, was a 21-year-old man that was shot to death by the cops because he made a furtive movement as they were raiding his home looking for drugs. They thought he was some sort of a kingpin. He had like an ounce of weed. And they killed this man. And nothing happens to those cops. So on a regular basis, you have these government guys hurting people, murdering them, burning houses down, doing all kinds of...
Shooting their dogs. It seems like every time they walk into someone's house, they shoot their dog.
All kinds of just wanton destruction. And they're given awards. They're given medals in many cases for their bravery in going in and killing someone's dog. But yet a judge is caught with some porn on his computer, and that's worth resigning over? That is, now he's disgraced because he has some
strange
pictures.
It's a strange country we live in, isn't it?
It's so backwards.
I mean, in France, this would be nothing.
Well, now, France is backwards in a number of ways,
too, absolutely.
Right?
I'm just saying that different countries are backwards in different ways.
Right. It's just incredible.
In France, you can go, if you're 18 years old, and go buy a bottle of wine. If you're 17 years old, it's very unlikely you'll be even carded.
So Gibbons, who was not arrested, by the way, was caught when a computer monitoring system in the courthouse red flagged his courthouse terminal, according to law enforcement. He was on paternity leave when the images were discovered.
Paternity leave?
What? When the images were discovered and the computer...
Oh, God, only in New York.
The computer was seized. Despite the possible, it was unclear whether the porn was found on the disgraced judge's computer, but sources said its discovery was just routine. In government agencies and in many private sector firms, employees are able to monitor employee computer, employers are able to monitor employee computer usage. So, yeah, probably not the smartest move. Probably not the most brilliant move to be spending your time looking at porn, maybe when you should be paying attention to what's going on in the case in front of you. I mean, we don't know when he was looking at the porn. It could have been back in his chambers, for instance. But, yeah, probably not the best use of work time. I would agree with all of that. But is it really disgraceful for somebody to be found with porn on their computer as opposed to killing people? I mean, this man, as a judge, likely sent innocent people to jail, people who never harmed others. He's likely spent his career aggressing against people.
If he made some mistake in the courtroom and sent an innocent person to jail, what's he going to get for that? He's never going to get fired. However, if he's looking at boobs and crotch shots on a taxpayer-owned computer, suddenly we've got to have his head.
1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whatever you want to talk about, whether it's the mosque or porn, 800-259-9231, or you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231. This is your show to take control of. Dial in toll-free.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI, toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of features, all of them free. Listening options, including broadband and dial-up flavors of audio streams, plus our listen lines as well that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. You'll get to hear the show 24 hours a day, so the latest episode airs around the clock until our next live show. You'll hear that live if you're listening via any of those methods, plus our webcam as well that allows you to watch and listen during the show. at cam.freetalklive.com. So to listen in, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com. If you want to use the webcam, cam.freetalklive.com. And the webcam, by the way, is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
That's right. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. MemoryDealers.com also offers great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. It's MemoryDealers.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. In other news here, since we kind of had a New York City theme, we talked about the mosque, and there's a judge with the porn that was apparently on his computer. Of course, the question really is, well, how do they prove it was him? Like, couldn't have anybody put that there? Isn't there that possibility that you know, somebody who didn't like him, for instance, might have
he offered his, he preferred his resignation. I suspect it's his porn. That's not really the issue. I think the issue is you know, this guy has made mistakes in his legal career that have cost people their time, their energy, incarceration, quite possibly their lives. I guess New York probably doesn't have a very active death chamber.
Yeah, but he's insulated from those.
But he doesn't, you know, those things, it doesn't matter. However, if he's got a little break time material going on there at the taxpayer's computer, then we got to have his head on a platter.
So let's continue here. This story's out of theweek.com, and we've actually, I think we talked about this about a year ago when the story first broke, but I think it's an important issue, and so it deserves to be brought up again. And it is actually kind of a reflection on the last year, what's been happening in this woman's life. Lenore Skenazy, I believe is how you pronounce that. A year ago, she caused a media sensation when she let her 9-year-old ride New York City's subway by himself.
Yeah, I've heard this story. Some people it horrifies, other people are like, yeah.
In a new book, she explains why she has no regrets. And this is actually, I think, her writing this here. About a year ago, I let my 9-year-old ride on the New York subway alone for the first time. I didn't do it because I was brave or reckless or seeking a book contract. I did it because I know my son. I know my son the way you know your kids. I knew he was ready, so I let him go, and then I wrote a column about it for the New York Sun. Big deal, right? Well, the night the column ran, someone from the Today Show called me at home to ask, "Did I really let my son take the subway by himself?" Yeah, I just abandoned him in the middle of the city and told him to find his own way home. Well, abandon is kind of a strong word, but yes, I did leave him at Bloomingdale's. In this day and age?
This day and age.
No, in ladies' handbags. Oh, she loved that. Would I be willing to come on the air and talk about it? Sure, why not? Well, I had no idea what was about to hit me. A day later, there across from me was Ann Curry, looking outrageously pretty and slightly alarmed because her next guest, the one right before George Clooney, might just be criminally insane. By way of introduction, she turned to the camera and asked, "Is she an enlightened mom or a really bad one?" The shot widened to reveal me and my son Izzy, and some parenting expert perched on that famous couch right next to us, who I soon learned was there to teach us a lesson. I quickly told the story about how Izzy, the 9-year-old, had been begging me to let him try to find his way home on his own from someplace, any place, by subway. I know that may sound a little scary, but it's not. Here in New York, families are on the subway all the time. It's extremely, even statistically, safe. Whatever subterranean terror you see Will Smith battling in the movies goes home when the filming stops, probably to New Jersey. Our city's murder rate.
There has to be a shot in Jersey. I mean, for God's sake, these poor people in Jersey, like they're a bunch of subway monsters. That's a terrible thing to say.
Our city's murder rate is back to where it was in 1963, and by the way, it's probably down wherever you live, too. It's true.
It's true. Yeah, violent crime is down all over.
That's why letting Izzy find his way home alone seemed like a fine idea. Not dangerous, not crazy, not even very hard. My husband and I talked about it and agreed that our boy was ready. So on that sunny Sunday when I took him to that big bright store, I said those words we don't say much anymore. Bye-bye. Have fun. Now, I didn't leave him defenseless, of course. I gave him a subway map, a transit card, $20 in case of emergencies, and some quarters to make a call. But no, I did not give him a cell phone. Because although I very much trusted him to get himself home, I was a lot less sure that he'd get the phone there. And remember, he had quarters. Anyway, it all turned out fine. One subway ride, one bus ride, and 1 hour or so later, my son was back home, proud as a peacock. And I only wrote about his little adventures because when I told the other fourth grade moms at the schoolyard about it, they all said the same thing. You let him what? The more polite of them said things like, well, that's fine, and I'll let my son do that too when he's in college. So back to the Today Show. After Izzy tells Anne how easy the whole thing was, she turns to the parenting expert. She puts that, the word as a pronoun, like with capital letters. A breed that seems to exist only to tell us parents what we're doing wrong and why this will warp our kids forever. Now, in my opinion, this is not going to warp them in a negative fashion. This is a very positive experience for a young person.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's empowering them, having them act like they're, you know, they control themselves in this world.
And this touches this issue, and I'll get deeper into it in a moment. I just want to tell her story. But the issue really touches on what I think is a huge problem in America today, and this is this kind of babying of children, treating young people as though they're children for as long as humanly possible, beyond what you would think should be humanly possible, and I think it really is damaging to young people. But anyway, back to the Today Show. So this parenting expert, is appalled at what I've done. She looks like I just asked her to smell my socks. She says that I could have given my son the exact same experience of independence, but in a much safer way. If only I had followed him or insisted that he ride with a group of friends. Well, how is that the exact same experience if it's different? I demanded. Besides, he was safe. That's why I let him go. You fear-mongering hypocrite preaching independence while warning against it. Well, I didn't get all of that out exactly, but I did get out a very cogent gee. Anyway, it didn't even matter because as soon as we left the set, my phone rang. It was MSNBC. Could I be there in an hour? And then Fox News called. Could I be there with Izzy that afternoon? MSNBC called back. If I did the show today, would I still promise to come back with Izzy to do it again over the weekend, same place, same story? And suddenly, weirdly, I found myself in that place you always hear about, the center of a media storm. It was kind of fun, but also kind of terrifying, because everyone was weighing in on my parenting skills. Reporters queried from China, Israel, Australia, Malta. The English wanted to know, are we wrapping our children in cotton wool? To which I boldly replied, what the heck is cotton wool? Turns out to be the kind of cotton in cotton balls. The media dubbed me America's worst mom.
Oh my goodness.
She says, go ahead, Google it. But that's not what I am. We'll tell you a little bit more about what she has to say here in a moment at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is she America's worst mom? Did she do something wrong? I think that she did something pretty brave. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything as well. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks
hopes up. The Sparkle Auto Chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line to 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site for free. We've got a lot of them, including our news updates. You want to be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live? You want to know what's going on with the show? You'll know first if you're on the news updates lists, and there are multiple versions. You can get our emailed updates, which is probably the best way to make sure you follow everything. Of course, you can also sign up to follow our Twitter or Facebook. Head over to news.freetalklive.com. You can get on one or all of those if you'd like. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Antiwar.com is your source for anti-war news and views for more than 15 years. They're having their quarterly pledge drive. You can strike a blow against the empire and give to antiwar.com/donate. They have a telephone number there on that page so that you can use the telephone if that's what you prefer. It's antiwar.com/donate. That's brought to you by Jason Osborne.
So we're talking about a woman who has been dubbed America's worst mom. It was a year ago that she decided to allow her 9-year-old son at the time to walk, not just walk, but to get himself home, basically, in New York City, that he was to take himself home, riding the subway or the bus or whatever means he needed to get home. It was something that he wanted to do. He believed that this was something he was asking his parents to allow him to do, and they decided that, yeah, he's ready for this. And she put this her story into a news piece for one of the local newspapers there in New York, and the controversy exploded. She got on one news show after another. They were calling from around the world to interview her about this. How dare you allow your son out of your sight? How dare you allow him to go on his own in New York City?
Well, that wasn't the international press's take necessarily. It was mostly the
locals.
Domestic press.
Well, yeah, I haven't read all the press, so I can't really comment.
Well, when the English says, have we got our children wrapped in cotton wool, then I suspect what they're saying is that maybe we're over-babying our children.
I suppose you could be right about that. But nonetheless, I'm going to continue her story. We can talk about the issue of childification of America and overprotecting children. Of course, your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. So this is a story that she's written for TheWeek.com, kind of looking back as a retrospective on her last year as to what has transpired, what she's learned, what it was like to be in her position. And she says, you can Google it, America's Worst Mom, and indeed, that's she comes up. By the way, her name is Lenore Skenazy. Continuing what she has to say, I really think I'm a parent who is afraid of some things, like bears and cars, and less afraid of others, subways, strangers. But mostly, I'm afraid that I, too, have been swept up in the impossible obsession of our era, total safety for our children every second of every day. The idea that we should provide it, and actually could provide it. It's as if we don't believe in fate anymore, or good luck, or bad luck. No, it's all up to us.
Or personal responsibility. The idea that you wouldn't want to foster in your 9-year-old personal responsibility. You look at these incidents with your child, each one of them, you weigh it as best you can, and you decide from there. You know, some kids get BB guns at 8 years old. Some of them get them at 12 years old. Who knows who's right?
Well, somebody could get in charge of a criminal gang called government and then force what they believe is right on you. There's always that possibility.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
Childhood has really changed, she says, since today's parents were kids, and not just in the United States. Australian children get stared at when they ride the bus alone. Canadian kids stay inside playing video games. After I started a blog called Free Range Kids, I heard from a dad in Ireland who lets his 11-year-old play in the local park unsupervised, and now a mom down the street won't let her son go to their house. She thinks his dad is reckless. What has changed in the English-speaking world that has made childhood independence taboo, or childhood independence a taboo? The ground has not gradually gotten harder under the jungle gym. The bus stops have not crept farther from home. Crime is actually lower than it was when most of us were growing up, so there's no reality-based reason that children today should be treated as more helpless and vulnerable than when we were young. And if I may interject here, I think one of the reasons is because news is so much more accessible, so it's easy with the information age that we have, it's easy to come across a story about 12-year-old girl abducted and murdered. You know, and those are tragic stories. I don't mean to make light of that. I'm not intending to make light of that. I'm just saying it's easy to come across that. And then you've got these 24-hour news stations that are looking for a reason to get you to tune in as long as watching a full commercial break and hopefully for more than
right.
one.
And pretty missing girls and children are things that make people tune in.
Absolutely. So when there's a story about some missing child, it's big
I can tell
news.
You, I've got a 2.5-year-old son. His name is Jack. And if... I've never been so petrified in my life until I had a child. I'm now think of all the terrible things that could happen when he is not in my vision. If I know for sure he's in the house, he's liable to be playing with something sharp and dangerous and cutting his head off. If he's outside, I'm sure he's running down the driveway as I'm thinking about it, heading out to cars. Mm-hmm. I imagine his mangled little body lying in the ditch constantly. I've never been so petrified in my life until I had a child. I understand the fear, but
just a shock collar. put it
in
one of those underground fence.
Invisible fences, yeah. And then he can't go anywhere. and then I'll get they'll take him away from me for abusing him,
right? Because you wanted to protect him, right? So parents all around us, she says, are clutching their children close. It's easy to understand why. It's what pop culture is telling us to do. Stories of kidnapping swamp the news. Go online and you can find a map of local sex offenders as easily as the local Victoria's Secret. And she says, meantime, if you do summon the courage to put your kids on a bus or bench or bike, other parents keep butting in. An unwatched child, they say, is a tragedy waiting to happen.
Absolutely. I heard a story about somebody, a kid was in the car, and it was a toddler-aged kid in the car. The car was running, and the person was likely in a coffee shop because it was a parking lot for a coffee shop. The person went in, and this person went in and said, hey, the car, the blue minivan is on fire out in the parking lot, to see who panicked and ran out to teach them a lesson for leaving their kid in the car. I mean, what if the kid didn't want to come in?
It's like the air conditioning's likely on in that car, right? I mean, it's running.
Yeah.
Here's a typical letter addressed to me at Free Range Kids. This is, again, her blog, so people are all kinds of giving her a piece of their mind. I understand that you probably don't want your children to grow up afraid and not able to survive as independent adults. On the other hand, I think you're also teaching them that there's nothing to fear, and that isn't correct. It's survival of the fittest, and if they don't know who, what the enemy is, how will they avoid it? There are many, many dangers to protect them from, and it does take work. That's what parenting is. If you want them to run wild and stay out of your hair, you shouldn't have had them. So she says in response, I agree it makes sense to teach your kids about danger and how best to avoid it, just like you want to teach them to stop, drop, and roll if they're ever in a fire. But then, well, then you have to let them out again, because the writer is wrong when she says there are many, many dangers to protect them from. There are not. Mostly the world is safe. Mostly people are good. To emphasize the opposite is to live in the world of tabloid TV, a world filled with worst-case scenarios, not the world we actually live in, which is factually, statistically, and luckily for us, one of the safest periods for children in the history of the world. Like the housewives of the 1950s, today's children need to be liberated. Unlike the housewives of the 50s, the children can't do it themselves. Though I'd love to see hordes of kids gathering for meetings, staging protests, and burning their baby knee pads, maybe they will.
Knee pads? What do babies wear knee pads for?
I guess some parents give their kids knee pads. I mean, the ultimate protecto parent, right? The ultimate parent.
My kid had calluses on his knees from crawling so fast.
Well, maybe they will, she says. It's really up to us parents to start re-normalizing childhood. And that begins with us realizing how scared we've gotten, even of ridiculously remote dangers. We have to be less afraid of nature and more willing to embrace the idea that some rashes and bites are a fair price to pay in exchange for appreciating the wonder of a cool-looking rock or an unforgettable fern. When we watch TV, we have to remind ourselves that its job is to terrify and disgust us so that we'll keep watching in horror. And it is doing an excellent job on both fronts. A few more recommendations from her. Your thoughts welcome here at 800-259-9231. There's nothing I disagree with so far in this piece. It's excellent. 1-800-259-9231. Get a grip. She's right. The world is a mostly safe place full of mostly good people. 800-259-9231. If it weren't, there'd be all kinds of terrible violence everywhere, and you wouldn't be able to avoid it. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, perhaps enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, it's the live Saturday edition of the show, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program, there are different ways you can help support the show. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com, get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live, say, on more radio stations or into more ears around the internet. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. We're sharing a story from theweek.com, and it's from Lenore Skenazy's book, Free Range Kids. She's also got a blog. It's a mom who allowed her 9-year-old son to find his own way home one day in New York City after he'd been asking to be given that level of responsibility. She decided that it was a good time to do it, and it resulted in a lot of controversy from around the country and around the world.
She's been called America's worst mom.
About her ability to be a parent in this supposedly scary, scary world in which we live. And I like her viewpoint that this is actually a mostly peaceful world filled with mostly good people, and there's really not that much to be afraid of out there. And I just wanted to share a few more of her thoughts, and we'll get yours. She says that we're poisoned, by the way, by popular culture and television, these influences in our lives that tell us that there's some danger looking around every corner, that person is a child molester, and that, you know, that person is an abductor, and, you know, you need to be scared, and there's sharp corners everywhere, and be frightened, and buy this product to help solve the problem, right? Or stay tuned for the latest update on, the murderer in your neighborhood.
Make sure you get your kids' DNA printed and fingerprinted so that we can identify the body.
We have to learn to remind, she says, the other parents who think we're being careless when we loosen our grip that we're actually trying to teach our children how to get along in the world and that we believe this is our job. A child who can fend for himself is a lot safer than one forever coddled, because the coddled child will not have mom or dad around all the time. Adults once knew what we have forgotten today. Kids are competent. Kids are capable.
I don't know that adults necessarily knew that. I think that to some extent they just didn't care.
Kids deserve freedom, she says, responsibility, and a chance to be part of the world.
See, now kids cost a heck of a lot more than they used to cost, you know? It used to be a kid was an asset in the fact that you know, once they got a little older, you could make them work the field or something like that. But now, the numbers have gone as high as $250,000 to raise one child. I think that those tend to be inflated a great deal, and most of that goes into college. But it's an extraordinarily expensive venture, and people only have one or two of them, at the most, generally. So they tend to really value this child. And they had them later in life when it's more difficult for them to have more. Back when people were having kids at 18, 19, 20 years old, when you're, you know, physically in your best shape to have those things, you're not emotionally, financially, or any otherly, you know, in your best shape these days.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to Chris in Virginia. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about what this lady had to say, and as it pertains to the media aspect of things, I think she might be a little bit off. But as for the rest of it, it makes perfect sense to me. Nowadays, we have been mollycoddling the children so much that it's making them all, frankly, into the word, it's an old word, but it's an accurate one, wimps. Mm. Back when I was a child, and I'm sure when you were children, we actually went out and played. You get a bum, you know, scraped knee, oh well. You fall down, bump your head, oh well. Things like that happen. It toughened you up, and it made you learn to live. It made you learn to survive in this world, because there are physical dangers out there, but guess what? Most of them are survivable.
Mm, and it made you learn to be cautious as well on your own volition, and to not have to necessarily be so concerned about, or to not think that you're going to be safe because you've got all these protections out there.
Exactly. Nowadays, there was a quote that said, today's children is the first generation of American children more afraid of living than dying. And that's the way it really looks these days, because these kids are so terrified of going out and actually experiencing the world.
Are the kids that terrified? Just as, I don't know, right? Because I don't talk to kids. You know, they're not my peer group. But are the kids that terrified, or are the parents the ones that are that terrified?
I think the kids are that terrified just because of the parent. The parent has pushed it into their head so deeply that the whole world is dangerous. The whole world is out to get them, that these kids are scared of these imaginary boogeymen.
Do you know this from experience? Have you spoken with these kids? Can you actually say this from, yes, this is what I've experienced, or are you speculating?
Well, actually, I've spoken with many children. My roommate, for example, has a child, and his fiance has two children, and I've spoke to them about these things, and thank God that these two parents actually raised their kids like we used to raise children. Let them get in trouble. Let them learn from their own experiences. But they've been around the negative influences so many years that even with the parents trying to do the right thing, there is still some seepage there, so to speak.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're around, like in the government schools, or they're watching the media and being influenced. And I think you're right about that, and I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, one of the examples of this to the extreme are the helicopter parents. There was a story that introduced us to helicopter parents a few years ago. These are the same parents we're talking about here, right? These overprotective parents who've just done everything they can to round off all the sharp edges for their kids and protect. And they do it for so long that they don't know how to do anything else. They've never really let go, to the point where when little Johnny has become big Johnny and he's 18 and getting ready to, say, go off to college, well, mom and dad come with and make sure that he's got his room set up right and make sure that his teachers don't, you know, give him a bad grade, or they'll go talk to the teachers there in college, or go on a job interview with him, and like all kinds of crazy overprotection at college age. And in some cases, these parents, it doesn't stop. It's just crazy.
Well, I think that in general, society tells parents that they must act like this, that you don't love your kid if you don't. And I think, you know, like the only experience I have is the first 2.5 years, because that's how old my child is. But, you know, I've kind of thought about, you know, what would happen if Laura and I put Jack to bed and went out for an evening? Because if we stay at home, Jack lays in bed, and sometimes he'll get up and you know, holler. And mostly, we let him holler until he goes back to sleep. Mm-hmm. So what would be the difference if we weren't there letting him holler when he went back to sleep? And I'm not suggesting that this is necessarily the way I want to do parenting, but I've just thought about this. Like, what would it be, really be like? Well, I can tell you that if somebody for some reason found out that we did this, the child would be taken away from us. Like, you know, whether we're there or not, and the child's yelling or not, doesn't really matter. It's all about the perception. You know?
Right. Well, what matters is the people with guns and what they think about your parenting skills. doesn't matter. You don't get to experiment. You don't get to try things. If other people find out and they snitch you out to, you know, to these government bureaucrats, they really will come in and destroy your life.
Many times these HRS organizations that differ from state to state, these children's services organizations, they a lot of times they make money from the organization makes money from having kids under its purview. So it will take kids away from – it is incentivized to take kids away from people. And
bigger budget.
There's a story from it's been within the last year, I think, where it's the child of an infant was taken away from a mother for losing weight after it was born. This happens to almost every infant. Mm-hmm. And given to a couple that was politically connected. Like, they just took the kid away from some lady and gave it to somebody else.
A couple that couldn't have kids, right?
Right.
Wasn't that the rest of the story?
Correct.
So because the woman was infertile or he was infertile or whatever, they used their political connections to take someone's baby. Basically.
Well, they didn't. The organization did. I mean, if they want a kid, they want a kid. But, they put themselves in line and said, hey, you know, next one that comes along, we'd really like a baby. An infant.
So I think this is an incredibly important issue, and we haven't even given it the time it really deserves here, because it just happens throughout young people's lives where they're told, you're not old enough for that yet. Oh, you can't see that movie. It's rated R. Oh, you can't smoke that cigarette. You can't drink that alcohol. You can't make these decisions. You can't eat off the adult menu yet. There's all kinds of things where kids are told.
I just took the car keys away from Jack today. He was playing in the Honda Element, and he likes to listen to his Little People's CDs in there. They sing classic kids songs, and then some that are kind of kidized and all that kind of thing. And he was putting the keys in the ignition. I was a little concerned with that, you know?
Not that he would be able to take it out of park.
What? He was playing with
really?
That thing, too? I'm not going to turn the car on and say, go ahead, Jack, see what you can do.
Yeah.
He's right next to the house. He'll drive it through the house.
We are out of time. It has been the live Saturday edition of the show. Hey, don't forget, we've got our internet version of the Sunday show tomorrow night. Join us online for that at freetalklive.com. And, of course, back on the radio Monday. We'll see you online in the meantime. Freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hello, my friends. This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Here's the deal. I know times are tough right now. If you would like to have me advertise your product or service on my show, simply call me, 559-432-4444. I can help you get the word out at a cost that is less than you think it is. If you're trying to survive in these tough times, I'm going to help you. 559-432-4444 or email me at theradiodetective@hotmail.com.